This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Mention hydraulic fracturing or fracking, and you are bound to get many different reactions. Even with concerns over water quality issues and drill rigs popping up close to homes, oil and gas companies are continuing to invest heavily in northern Colorado. Greeley is in the midst of this new boom, and as KUNC's Nathan Heffel reports, city planners are trying to avoid the consequences if there's a bust.
30 years ago, the lure of huge profits from oil shale resulted in one of the largest busts ever seen in western Colorado. Thousands lost their jobs in the town of Parachute on Black Sunday, and it took years for the investment in new growth to recover. So, could it happen again? Greeley community planner Brad Mueller doesn't think so.
I think the comparison is healthy because the difference between Greeley, situated along the Front Range, and a Parachute that's in a more isolated location from larger population bases.
This time around, the vast Niobrara Shale Formation is the driving factor behind the latest boom. Situated under parts of three states, the shale play could produce up to 3.1 billion barrels of oil.
Where we operate in the Wattenberg Field is absolutely a premier area for our company.
John Christensen is a spokesperson for Anadarko Energy.
In terms of our U.S. onshore portfolio, the Wattenberg Field right now is one of our hottest areas and certainly one of our most rapidly growing areas.
The Wattenberg Field is just one part of the vast Niobrara play, and while he couldn't provide exact hiring numbers for 2013, Christensen says Anadarko is planning to invest $2 to $3 billion in the field over the next 2 years. And even without specifics, the demand for worker housing is something the city of Greeley will have to deal with. I'm standing near a construction site on the west side of Greeley. Within the next year, the Candlewood Suites Hotel will occupy this space. It's being built because there aren't enough hotel rooms to keep up with the burgeoning oil and gas industry. Another hotel is also in the works not too far from here. This is just part of the new development that's expected within this boom. Brad Mueller says it's indicative of Greeley moving away from its agricultural heritage to a more diversified economy.
Now, we certainly have seen that in the last couple of years with the ramping up of the oil and gas in the region, in the whole northeast part of the state. And we do recognize that some of that activity, maybe even a significant amount of that activity, is contributable from oil and gas.
Mueller adds that Greeley learned a lot about banking too heavily on growth projections from a small housing bust with the economic downturn in 2008, where public infrastructure outpaced demand.
Because things were ramping up or following a generalized growth curve at that point. And then when things slowed down, there were some areas left where we had streets but no houses yet.
Companies like Anadarko and Noble Energy say they've invested in Weld County and Greeley because historically it's been more stable than other counties grappling with new regulations like Boulder and Larimer County. But even with steady production, Colorado Oil and Gas Association President Tisha Shuler says it might not be time to bank on this boom.
Companies that are members of COGA are already asking us, is Colorado going to be a predictable place to do business going forward? Things like local regulations or the ban fracking initiative, those are of enormous concern to companies that really can invest anywhere in the world.
Anadarko's John Christensen agrees that Colorado regulations are some of the strictest in the country, but says so far they're stable.
As long as we continue to have the type of regulatory framework that is stable, that can be navigated, there's absolutely no reason this shouldn't continue to grow and continue to be a huge part of Colorado's economy.
Just how much that could be was summed up in a recent U.S. Chamber of Commerce report. It estimates that 120,000 jobs would be supported by oil and gas production in Colorado by 2020 if the Niobrara continues to play out at its current pace. Those numbers are eerily similar to the claims made during the oil shale boom in 1982. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.